Well, Kannapolis has been partying all day. Let's continue the action here at Atrium Health Ballpark on this beautiful Saturday night. It's time for to play some baseball at Atrium Health Ballpark as the Kannapolis Q's face off against the Augusta Green Jackets for the fifth time this week. Tomorrow is game six for the series finale. We still got two left of these guys as we'll face off now here in Kannapolis. Hi, good friends. Welcome in to the broadcast high atop Atrium Health Ballpark on Valley Sports Live, MILB.TV, free audio stream, KCBallers.com. In the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host, as always, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action live from Cannon City, North Carolina. The Ballers redown themselves as the Q's the second time on this weekend. Tomorrow will be the final time they take the field as the Q's on 2023, and they'll do it tomorrow in the series finale. As for tonight, though, their losers of four in a row are Kannapolis. They're looking to snap that tonight against a Green Jackets team that has put some offense together, that's for sure. We'll see a lineup tonight for the Green Jackets shift around a little bit as Tyler Collins, center fielder, steps in against the righty Drew McDaniel on the bump. First pitch delivered at 7:01. Pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 is your count. 7:01, your first pitch time here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. 0-1 from the righty McDaniel is spun in there for a strike. 0-2 now on Tyler Collins, the leadoff batter. Drew McDaniel, the starting arm for the Kannapolis Q's tonight. 2-2, the 4.50 ERA, as Collins will foul off the 0-2 straight back. Another one coming at 0-2 on the Green Jackets leadoff batter. Collins, Tavares, and David McCabe are the 3-2 up in this first inning for the Augusta Green Jackets. 0-2, McDaniel tries to move a breaking ball in the outside corner. It's just a bit off the plate. 1-2 now on Tyler Collins. McDaniel making another appearance, his fifth appearance, fourth start on the 2023 season, as Collins will ground the 1-2 fair down the third baseline. That's going to skip in front of the Wayne Brothers picnic area and end up loose in left field. Headed to second will be Tyler Collins. It's a leadoff double off the bat of the Green Jackets center fielder, so that's one on and nobody down for Ambioris Tavares, the shortstop. Well, just like that, the Green Jackets are the first hit of the ball game. They pick up the double from Tyler Collins, their leadoff batter. And now the dangerous bat of Ambioris Tavares will get a turn. McDaniel, 6'2", 285-pound righty from Lafayette, Louisiana, a free agent signee in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. He spent a little bit of time last year here in Kannapolis. As he's back this season looking for more, pitch delivered in there for a strike. 0-1 is your count. Ambioris Tavares, a shortstop. One of the top prospects in the Braves organization at number 9 overall. As the 0-1 is delivered just a bit low to the plate on Tavares, 1-1. Tavares at the plate, the shortstop batting second. Batting third, David McCabe, the DH. Ethan Workinger, left fielder in the cleanup spot. He will bat fourth. He is on a tear tonight. A 7-game hit streak in the works, 1-1. In there on the lower part of the zone for a called strike, now 1-2. Justin Janis, first baseman, bats fifth. Dawson Diamond bats sixth as the catcher. 79 is E.J. Exposito, second baseman. Andrew Keck, right fielder. And Francisco Floyd, the third baseman. McDaniels, 1-2. Lifted in the air, left center field. That's going to drop in the gap and be a base knock and more. Rounding third at home is Tyler Collins. Stopping at first is going to be Ambioris Tavares. And just like that, just two batters into the game. And Augusta is on the board here in this first inning. 1-0 Green Jackets with nobody out. David McCabe now due up. Ambioris Tavares has had himself a nice little series here in Kannapolis. Picks up another RBI on his week. That is RBI number 6 against the Ballers in this 2023 season. Has definitely looked sharp at the plate. Shown off why he's one of the top prospects as McDaniel on the bump, already allowing the one run with nobody out still in the frame. McCabe will step in, the former Charlotte 49er. Runner fakes going, and McCabe lifts this first pitch high and foul. Down the third baseline, he'll end up in the seeding bowl. 0-1 now on David McCabe. Tavares with now 6 RBI. That is his 6th hit as well, which is tops of any Green Jacket bat. Ambioris Tavares has had himself a week here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-1. Low and in there for a called strike to David McCabe. Quickly 0-2. Baldur is under the leadership of first-year manager Pat Leland. Looking to hold on ever so slightly here with a 12-11 record. They lose tonight. They're back to 500 on the season. They certainly don't want to lose tonight. They'd be back to a five-game losing skid. 0-2. McCabe lifts this one high and foul in the third baseline area, and it'll land in the seating bowl. Heads up down there. 0-2 remains the count. McDaniel on the bump. Last time out against Carolina. Four innings, four hits, three runs, a walk, and two strikeouts. In his outing, 0-2. Up and in on the tower of David McCabe. 1-2 now on the Green Jackets DH. McDaniel with three punch outs in four innings, four hits. Had himself a decent day, but ended up getting the loss. He's earned the loss in his last two starts. Last time he started here at home, four innings with three strikeouts. 1-2 is low, now even at 2-2. Defensive setup tonight for the Kannapolis Qs. Left to right in the outfield, it goes Baldwin, Weaver, and Laureano. Infield, Tapia, Sprinkle, Sanchez, and Willits. Troy Clonch behind the dish for McDaniel. Quick check on the runner at first, not in time. Again, 2-2 on David McCabe. McCabe, a native of Oshawa, Ontario, a fourth-round pick in 2022 by the Atlanta Braves out of Charlotte, where he absolutely mashed the ball with a lot of power and a lot of free passes. 2-2 count, McDaniel's pitch. This one is lifted foul again by David McCabe. Keep it at 2-2. We'll do it again. A fantastic crowd on hand here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers in the Green Jackets squaring off here for the fifth time this week. What better a way to cap off the Jiggy with a Piggy Festival out in Kannapolis? 2-2. McCabe will lift this one left field. Backtracking Brooks Baldwin on the warning track has to ride the wall, but he makes the grab for the out. Tavares will retreat back to first. May McCabe will get the first out of the game. It's a fly out in the left. Now Ethan Workinger due up. Ethan Workinger will step in, one out and one on here in this top of the first inning. 1-0 Green Jackets already, thanks to an RBI base knock from Tavares. McDaniel sets on the bump. Dancing at first is Tavares. Here's the pitch. Low and outside, 1-0 your count. Tavares at first base is 1-for-2 on the week in stolen base attempts. He is a stolen base threat, but he hasn't done much this week. Just 1-for-2. He'll check on the runner at first again, Will McDaniel. 1-0 remains the count, and we'll wait on it. Again, McDaniel earned losses in his last two starts. He's got a great strikeout-to-walk ratio. He doesn't walk many guys. He's got 17 punch-outs on the season and just two walks. 1-0. Grounded to second. Grounded to second short where Sprinkle makes the play. My goodness, I can't speak English tonight. That short, Sprinkle makes the play for the out. A 6-3 ground out. Two down now. Headed to second is Tavares, so he moves the runner up. Does Ethan Workinger. Justin Janis will step in with one on and two down. Justin Janis with two down and a runner on second. And the Orioles' Tavares, who had the RBI base knock to start off the night on offense for Augusta. Pitch low for McDaniel. 1-0 count on Justin Janis, who himself has had a decent week. He's a bit struggled compared to recent weeks. Only two hits on the stretch so far with an RBI and a walk. He'll swing at this one, lifted high and foul. Count will even at 1-1. And Justin Janis at the plate. Dawson Diamond, the catcher, will await on deck. To face off against the former Ole Miss Rebel, Drew McDaniel, a college teammate of Tim Elko. DH tonight for the Ballers. 1-1 from the righty. This one's grounded towards first. Cleanly played by Willits, and he'll take it to the bag himself for the third out of the frame. The ground out for Justin Janis, and that will complete the first inning. But Green Jackets get on the board first. They pick up the one run on a Ambioris Tavares RBI base knock. Two hits in the frame. Bottom of the first, two up for the Ballers. It'll be Sprinkle, Baldwin, and Elko when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
Jordan Sprinkle, Brooks Baldwin, Tim Elko due up here for the Kannapolis Q's in the bottom of the first inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark against a very tough righty on the bump. J.R. Ritchie gets the start for Augusta. 6 foot, 285-pound righty from Seattle, Washington, a product of Bainbridge High School in Washington. A competitive balance round A selection by the Atlanta Braves. He will step onto the bump. Pitch delivered inside to Sprinkle. 1-0 is your count. Ritchie working quickly. Pitch delivered. This one's fouled off. Evens at 1-1 on Jordan Sprinkle. Another very highly touted prospect in the Atlanta Braves organization. 35th overall pick in 2022. Acquired by the Braves in the Kansas City trade that sent Drew Waters to the Royals. Pitch is outside for Sprinkle. 2-1 now on the Ballers shortstop. J.R. Ritchie, the number 3 overall prospect in the organization for the Atlanta Braves, known for his dastardly slider. He works a fastball on the inside corner, moving now to 2-2. Again, Ritchie not going to blow you away with the velocity, 93-94. It's the slider that'll get you from the righty, J.R. Ritchie from Washington State. 2-2 on the way to Sprinkle, swing and a miss. A fastball up in the zone, and Sprinkle goes chasing. First out is had, first strikeout is had for J.R. Ritchie. One down and nobody on now for Brooks Baldwin. Well, if you look at the Carolina League, and you look at who has been on fire as of late, one of the top names to look at is Brooks Baldwin. Oh my goodness, he has been en fuego in his last few games. Pitch delivered is upstairs to Baldwin. 1-0 your count now. Baldwin in his last five games, batting .524 with two doubles, a triple, a homer, eight RBI. As he'll swing the 1-0, this one's popped up in the infield after it is the third baseman in Floyd. Backtracking on the edge of the grass will make the catch on the pop-out. A P5 now due up, two down. Tim Elko is going to step in. Elko's going to step in. Nobody on and two down. He is batting third as the DH tonight. Bryce Willits, first baseman, will bat fourth. Troy Clunch, catcher, bats fifth. Batting sixth is the third baseman, Lion Tapia. 7-8-9 is Joanna Bill Laureano, Cabrera Weaver, and Wilbur Sanchez. Pitch to Elko is spun in for a strike on a slider. 0-1 now on the former Ole Miss Rebel, Tim Elko. Elko, of course, one of the hotter bats in the lineup for Pat Leland. Pitch swung and a miss on the 0-1 now, 0-2. A slider again catching Elko off guard. Again, Carolina League Player of the Month in April is at a cold start to May. Hopefully we'll be able to pick it up starting tonight. 0-2 in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Diamond. 1-2 now on the Ballers DH. Defensive setup, Workinger, Collins, and Keck left to right in the outfield. Infield goes Floyd, Tavares, Exposito, and Janis. Behind the dish is Diamond. For the righty, J.R. Ritchie, as this one's chopped up the middle on the 1-2. Second baseman in Exposito makes the play and sidearms to first for the out. A 4-3 ground out, and Elko is the third out of the first inning. That sends us into the top half of the second with a 1-0 game. The Green Jackets on top. The Kannapolis Q's unable to get any offense going. It is the top of the second after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network in Pally Sports Live. Top of the second in Atrium Health Ballpark. The Kannapolis Q's back on defense. They're in the field against the Augusta Green Jackets. It's 6-7-8 due up in the order. Dawson Diamond will get the first pitch from Drew McDaniel. It's in there for a called strike. 0-1 your count on Dawson Diamond. Again, Diamond, Exposito, and Andrew Keck due up. Drew McDaniel back out of the bump for his second inning of action. Pitch is delivered inside to Diamond, even at 1-1. McDaniel, again, as mentioned last time out, 4 innings, 4 hits, 3 strikeouts. He did pick up the win in Delmarva on the 14th of April. 1-1 is inside, 2-1. 5 innings in his win, 6 strikeouts, 4 hits, 1 run, no walks. And he's only allowed at most 1 walk in his outing. 2-1 towards short. Sprinkle fields and will throw to first with plenty of time for the out. A nice play at short by Sprinkle, and he makes the snag. One out is had. That'll send things towards E.J. Exposito, the second baseman. E.J. Exposito, the second baseman for the Green Jackets. Stepping in with one down and nobody on. Top second in a 1-0 game for the Green Jackets. McDaniel sets with a glove at the waist. Still looking for the signs. Pitch on the way to Exposito. It's in there for a called strike. 0-1 your count. E.J. Exposito. Another returning name for the Green Jackets from last year. A Brooklyn, New York native. He'll cut it this one and ground it up the middle into center for a base hit on the 0-1. So one down, and it'll be a bloop single in the center by Exposito. So now one down and a runner on for Andrew Keck, the right fielder. Keck, the right fielder, will step in. Again, he can play catcher, he DHs, and he also can play the outfield. 0 for 3 this week with a walk. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it off, 0-1. 10th round pick out of Southeast Missouri State. He's faced Drew McDaniel. The last time he faced McDaniel, he had a base hit and two stolen bases. And apparently his college coach sent him that film today and said, hey, prep for it. As the 0-1 is fouled off, 0-2 your count on Andrew Keck. Drew McDaniel, of course, the Ole Miss product. Very highly touted arm out of Ole Miss in Oxford, Mississippi. Good lead at first for Exposito. McDaniel sets on the bump. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded back up the middle. Diving after it was McDaniel. Couldn't make it. Sanchez, though, flips the second for one on the first. It's a diving-ending double play. A 4-6-3 double play concludes the inning for the Augusta Green Jackets at the plate. It'll send the Q's to the dish with just one run, and they trail by. It is 1-0 Augusta. Augusta out-hitting Kannapolis 3-0 in this one. It'll send us into the bottom of the second. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Bottom of the second inning, Kannapolis Q's back out here on the offensive side of the plate. Is now a little bit of a miscommunication as the Green Jackets are only now getting out towards the field. Right fielder Andrew Keck had no glove and no ball cap. He just ran out to right field. So we'll get the inning started here in this bottom of the second. A 1-0 game. Augusta is on top. Bryce Willett steps in. Troy Klontz, Lyon Tapia to follow in this bottom of the second for the Q's. Pitches up and in from J.R. Ritchie. Back out for his second inning of action. 1-0 is your count. Ritchie, of course, the number 3 overall prospect of the Braves organization, as Willett says, I don't really care. 1-0 is lined in the left. That's going to drop and be a base knock. Rounding first and stopping there will be Bryce Willett. He's got the first hit of the game for Kannapolis. One on and nobody out for Troy Klontz. Troy Klontz, the catcher, will step in. One on and nobody out against J.R. Ritchie. Last time out against Columbia, 3 1/3, 3 hits, 2 runs, 5 punch-outs, and 2 walks. It's the only 2 walks he's allowed all year is J.R. Ritchie. We'll wait the pitch, now delivered by Ritchie. Swung and a miss for strike one. 0-1 is your count. O-1 count, nobody out, bottom second. Troy Klontz in his first at-bat tonight, batting 156 on the season. Had the night off last night for Luis Pineda. Quick check on the runner after the pitch that's outside of the plate. 1-1, your count of the plate, and safe at first. Diving back in is Bryce Willits. Jackets on top, 1-0, 3 hits to 1 in favor of Augusta. In this early ball game, here a 7 o'clock first pitch in a packed house here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1 count, Richie's offering. Swing and a miss at the plate now, 1-2. Again, not a lot of empty seats here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Can tell you that for sure. Everyone going and enjoying Jiggy with a Piggy earlier this morning and this afternoon. I was out there for a little bit about lunchtime, trying a lot of barbecue. My girlfriend and I enjoyed a whole bunch of pork, and it was fantastic. Good cooking out there. Out in the field as good cooking at the plate from J.R. Ritchie. He gets Troy Klontz swinging and missing for strike three. First out of the frame. That'll be now two strikeouts of the day for the righty J.R. Ritchie. One down and a runner on for Lion Tapia. Of course, every year they have the Barbecue Pork Festival. So we go out there and tried a whole bunch of pulled pork. I think we tried like 20 different kinds of pulled pork. I was definitely full by sample number 15, but got to push through and try them all. Pitch is just a bit outside to Lion Tapia. 1-0 is your count. Of course, hence the rebranding for the weekend. The Kannapolis Q's rocking the black tops this week. White pants with pinstripes. Black caps, green brim with the Kannapolis Piggy Q logo on the front. 1-0 fouled off the catcher, Diamond, and he's going to take a second to recoup himself. 1-1 count on Lion Tapia, the third baseman. J.R. Ritchie, the righty, is 19 years of age on the bump. Getting from Bainbridge High School in Washington State. Second round, technically a competitive balance round A selection in 2022, 35th overall pick. So as close as a first round pick you can get without actually being one is J.R. Ritchie. 1-1 count. Willits at first with a good lead. Holding him at first is Janice. Tapia will wiggle the bat. Runner going on the 1-1. Pitch to the plate. It's a called strike. Throw in a second, and Willits is out. A very close play at second, but Bryce Willits is nailed on the run. A good throw behind the dish by Dawson Diamond. It's a 2-4 caught ceiling for Bryce Willits. So two down and nobody on now. Pitch of the plate was in there for a strike to Lion Tapia. So it's a 1-2 count with two down now for the third baseman, J.R. Ritchie. One strike away from getting out of the jam. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Tapia goes down swinging in a slider. And that concludes the second inning for Kannapolis, who unfortunately go down a little quicker than they thought. A caught stealing and then a pair of strikeouts from J.R. Ritchie, who now has three on his young night. We'll take a quick break and step aside here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Top of the third headed your way. Green Jackets on top 1-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Nine-one-two due up here in the top of the third inning. Francisco Floyd will step in for the Augusta Green Jackets in a 1-0 game. Augusta is on top against your Kannapolis Q's as Drew McDaniel returns to the bump. Pitch delivered. It's up and in. Buzzes the tower of Francisco Floyd. So a 1-0 count will now be due up for Floyd. Gets his first at-bat of the night against Drew McDaniel. Here's the pitch from the righty. A breaking ball is upstairs. Now 2-0. Floyd almost gets hit again, this time with a breaking ball. Of course, the Kannapolis Q's, black tops, white pants. Augusta going with the all-gray fit tonight. Floyd will chop a 2-0 up the middle in the center for a base hit. It's a leadoff single for Francisco Floyd. He's got his first hit of the night. And it'll be a one on and nobody out for the top of the order in Tyler Collins. Tyler Collins led off the ballgame with a double. He's 1-for-1 on the night against Drew McDaniel, who's kept his ERA at 4.50. He's 2-2 on the season. His last two outings, he's allowed 3 earned runs. He's only allowed 1 so far in this one. It's going to be tough to pick up runs for Kannapolis tonight against J.R. Ritchie, who has been sharp. Time called at the plate. A pitch clock violation on Drew McDaniel. So it'll be a 1-0 count on Tyler Collins to start off the at-bat. Called by Chris Jenke behind the plate. So Jenke calling balls and strikes. Michael Corbett on the base paths. A 1-0 count. Here's the offering. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Looks like a changeup off the arm of Drew McDaniel. 1-1 now your count on the Green Jackets leadoff batter. Again, a busy night in the Carolina League. A whole bunch of other games going on, of course, in league action. It's been a busy one here on this Saturday. 1-1, Chick chucking the runner at first, and they get him. Yes, they did pick him off at first. Francisco Floyd caught dancing around a little bit too much at the first base bag, and Drew McDaniel says, get back there, son. It's a 1-3 picked off play for Francisco Floyd, a one-out play now. Tyler Collins with a 1-1 count and one down. First time all year the ballers have picked up a pickoff. They nail Francisco Floyd as McDaniel will offer a changeup, and Collins is well behind it, 1-2. You don't see the pickoff move pick off successfully. However, the move is made there. 1-2 for McDaniel. Lifted high and foul down the left field line. Keep the count at 1-2. We'll do it again. 4 hits already on the night for Augusta. Just the 1 for Kannapolis. Still a lot of baseball left tonight. It's going to be tough sledding for the Cues against J.R. Ritchie, that's for sure. 1-2. Just outside, an even count now of 2-2. On Tyler Collins, Hamiori's Tavares awaiting on deck. Top of the third, Augusta on top, 1-0. McDaniel's 2-2, grounded sharply towards second. Sanchez fielded it cleanly. Sidearms to first in time for the out of 4-3, ground out. Two down now, and Ambiorius Tavares will step in. Bottom of the sixth in Charleston, the River Dogs trail Lynchburg 3-1 down at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. 7-4 down east on top over Fredericksburg. In the bottom of the fifth up north, Columbia on top 2-1 over Myrtle Beach in the top of the seventh. Top of the fifth, Salem trailing the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 4-2. As the first pitch to Tavares from McDaniels in there for a strike, 0-1. As for the rest of the league, bottom second, Carolina on top 2-0 up in Delmarva against the Shorebirds. And that is everything across the Carolina League. Pitches low and outside, 1-1 now on Ambiorius Tavares. David McCabe waiting on deck. Tavares with an RBI single in the first. Pitch delivered big, swing and a miss on a fastball, 1-2. 1-2 count, 2 down. Wind slightly blowing out towards left. A very clear night for baseball. Beautiful weather here in Kannapolis, 1-2. Low and outside, a close call on Tavares. Now evens it 2-2. Spread out infield setup for Kannapolis. A 2-2 count. McDaniel looking to make a pitch, but calling time is Tavares. David McCabe waiting on deck, the DH. McDaniel sets with a glove at the waist. He's working from the windup. Here's the 2-2. Swung and chopped foul. Keep it a 2-2, and we'll do it again. Ambiorius Tavares, highly regarded prospect, 5'11", from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic, international free agent signee in 2021 by the Atlanta Braves. 2-2 count, set on the bump is Drew McDaniel, 2-2. Just a bit low on a breaking ball, scooped by Claunch, count will run full. Again, an absolutely fantastic crowd on hand here at Atrium Health Ballpark for a beautiful Saturday night, 3-2. Check swing. Tavares will ground this one foul. down near the first base bag. He'll have to resume the at-bat with another 3-2 count. Tavares check swung, and that one kind of rode the line of foul ground down the first baseline in the base path. Tavares was kind of trailing it, just kind of following it. In case it trailed back fair and hit the bag. If it hits the bag, it's a fair ball. But it did move just a few inches to the right. We have a 3-2 count still on the Green Jackets shortstop. McDaniel at 45 pitches. This will be number 46. Here's the 3-2. Swung on and lifted high and foul. A battle in the at bat. Keep it at 3-2 and we'll do it again. Tavares 1-for-1. Batting 220 on the season. He has one home run and came earlier this week. 3-2. McDaniel's pitch. Low and outside for ball four. It's a two-out walk issue to Ambioris Tavares, who's now on base for the second time tonight. One on, two down for David McCabe. McCabe, the DH, will take a turn at the plate here in the third inning against Drew McDaniel, who he flew out last time up in the first inning. McCabe batting as the lefty. He's the switch hitter tonight. McDaniel sets on the bump, pitch on the way. Fastball, lower part of the zone for a called strike, 0-1. McCabe from Oshawa, Ontario. From just down the road here in Charlotte, a former 49er at a Conference USA, soon to be the American. 0-1 for McDaniel, swinging a foul tip into the mid of Clonch. 0-2 now on McCabe. He had a five-game hit streak going earlier this year. Last time out, didn't do too hot. He's done well later as the week goes against opponents, batting just 184 now in the young season. 0-2 count, McDaniel with a runner going, pitches delivered to the plate, that's upstairs, throwing a second. Did they get him? Yes, they did. What a beautiful tag. It's second by Jordan Sprinkle. A beautiful play by the Gold Glover, the future Gold Glover, and Jordan Sprinkle makes the tag at second, and Ambioris Tavares is nailed on a 2-6, picked off, a caught stealing. Nice play for the third out. McCabe will get a resumption of his at-bat in the fourth, but it'll send us into the bottom of the third with a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Augusta on top, 1-0.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fan.
Joanna Bill Laureano leads it off here in the bottom of the third inning for the Kannapolis Q's. Back out on the bump is J.R. Ritchie, who has caused the Ballers and the Q's all kinds of issues. He started once here last year against the Ballers. He makes the start tonight and has been a troublemaker for the Q's. As Laureano grounds this one in fair play, that one's going to skirt just foul down the third baseline. Joanna Bill Laureano almost had the closest of infield base knocks we've ever seen. 0-1 now moves the count. As Laureano put the ball into play, it just hooked a little foul. That's a party foul from our head groundskeeper, Tim Siegel. He's supposed to move it so the ball stays fair. All jokes, of course. Laureano's going to step in with an 0-1 count against J.R. Ritchie. Two innings, three strikeouts, just 22 pitches on the night for Ritchie. A Washington State native, of course, the number three overall prospect in Atlanta's organization. Talking to a lot of folks around the Braves organization, a lot of people starting to think Ritchie might be better than Owen Murphy, of course, the number two prospect. As the 0-1, a check swing from Laureano in there for a strike, 0-2. Ritchie is well known for his slider. Definitely a guy who can produce some stuff with a breaking ball. 0-2 inside. Cornering him up, got him looking called. Strike three. Joanna Bill Laureano is the fourth victim of the strikeout for J.R. Ritchie. So that's one down and nobody on for Cabrera Weaver. So far, Ritchie's faced the minimum. He struck out four of the seven batteries he's faced. He's allowed the one hit from Bryce Willits. Other than that, it's been very quiet for Kannapolis at the plate. And with the way the pitch count's looking for J.R. Ritchie, we might not see the exit for him quite a while. First pitch is fouled off the foot of Cabrera Weaver. It lands in fair ground, but Weaver will have to manage with an 0-1 count. Weaver with a multi-hit game last night, his first multi-hit game of the 2023 season. 0-1 count, Ritchie's 0-1, swing and a miss, 0-2. On Cabrera Weaver. Wilbur Sanchez, second baseman awaiting on deck. Bottom third, Jackets on top, 1-0 over your Kannapolis Q's. 0-2 from the righty. Lifted high and foul. Over everyone's head here at the ballpark. Count will move 0-2. Green Jackets under the leadership of Cody Gabella. As Ritchie will deliver this one. This one is hacked at and missed for strike three. That's four in a row via the strikeout. J.R. Ritchie has sat down in this one. Two down and nobody on. Nine-hole man Wilbur Sanchez will step in. Five strikeouts now for J.R. Ritchie of the 80s faced. He has looked sharp on the bump as the righty from Washington State. Taking his time, first pitch delivered, fastball up and away to Wilbur Sanchez. 1-0 is your count on La Chispa. Sanchez of the night off last night. Has to go against the intimidating righty and Ritchie. 1-0 outside and low. Count will move to 2-0 on Wilbur. Jordan Sprinkle awaiting on deck, top of the order. Ballers just looking for any sort of offense they can get in this inning, in this game against J.R. Ritchie. 2-0, fastball up and away. Sanchez patiently now has worked himself into a 3-0 count. Good work by Sanchez, who of course is seeing Ritchie toss a lot of breaking stuff, a lot of fastballs. Got a fastball on the 2-0, and he gets a fastball here on the 3-0. It's right down the middle for a strike, 3-1. Sanchez, the scrappy middle infielder, 3-1. And he lifts this one high and foul. Over everyone's head, ends up behind us on a cannonball our way. 3-2 now on G-Spot. 93-mile-an-hour heater on the 2-2. 3-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. That's now a grand total of five in a row. J.R. Ritchie has sat down via the strikeout, including five of his last five batters. A lot of swing and misses from the Kannapolis Q's tonight. Through three innings against J.R. Ritchie. Top of the fourth headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. It's 1-0 Augusta here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Stepping back in will be David McCabe in this top of the fourth inning for the Augusta Green Jackets. It's 1-0 as the canoes trail. McCabe's first pitch for McDaniel is low and inside. 1-0 is your count. McCabe was at the plate in the third, and his at-bat cut short with a caught stealing of Ambiorius Tavares. McDaniel's 1-0 is fouled off ever so slightly by David McCabe. Evens now at a 1-1. It'll be McCabe, Workinger, and Janis two up. Top of the fourth inning, Augusta on top, 1-0. J.R. Ritchie and the Green Jackets have held Kannapolis to just one hit on the night. 1-1 on the way for McDaniel. Fastball is inside. 2-1 now on McCabe. He flew out in his first at-bat back in the first inning. He had the fly out in the left field to where patrolling is Brooks Baldwin. 2-1 spun in there for a strike and a breaking ball. 2-2. McDaniels dipped the ERA down to 4.26. No strikeouts yet. 2-2. Up and in on McCabe. Count will run full. McDaniel's gone at least four innings in all of his outings. We'll see if he can do it again here. 3-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. It's another strikeout for Drew McDaniel. It's his first one of the night. And David McCabe will have a seat for the first out of the fourth inning. One down and nobody on for Ethan Workinger. Ethan Workinger, the left fielder, due up. 0-1 of the night with a ground out in the first inning. First pitch delivered in there for a called strike, 0-1. A breaking ball from the Ole Miss Rebel, Drew McDaniel. And a college teammate of Tim Elko, the DH for the Ballers in this one. 0-1 spun in there just a bit inside, 1-1. A fantastic crowd on hand. I've had to turn the crowd mic down. There's a whole bunch of Ballers fans here, 1-1. Lifted high and foul. Over everyone's head, it'll end up on Cannonball their way, 1-2. Of course, the Ballers rebranding this weekend as the Kannapolis Qs, celebrating Jiggy with a piggy out in left and center field. 1-2 pitch. Lifted in the air into right center, trailing after it as Weaver and Laureano. That's going to land in triples alley and roll all the way to the wall. Running second-handed for third is Workinger. Throw comes in from the outfield. Wilmer Sanchez will have the ball and hustle back in, but it's not before Ethan Workinger will stand in at third with a triple. It's now one on and one down. Justin Janis digs in. Ethan Workinger extends the hit streak, and he picks up a triple to begin his offensive night. He's now 1-for-2. Justin Janis will get a turn. As for Workinger, it's his second triple on the season. Janis will lift this one high and foul on the first pitch. 0-1 now on the Green Jackets' first baseman. Janis with four extra base hits, all doubles. A one count pitch delivered by McDaniel outside on a breaking ball, 1-1. Again, a lot of room out there in triples alley in right center. Weaver and Laureano had to hustle, 1-1. Low at the plate, blocked by Claunch, 2-1. Dawson Diamond awaiting on deck. Top of the fourth inning, Augusta on top. Pitch delivered, swing and a miss. Nice fastball placement from McDaniel. Count moves at 2-2. Janis with an open stance a little bit. Hat over the left shoulder, 2-2 from the righty. Fouled off straight back. Count stays put, 2-2. One down, top four. McDaniel in his fourth inning of action, looking to make it four innings on his night. Infield playing in. Here's a 2-2. This one's fouled straight back over to me. Almost got a souvenir up here in the broadcast booth. I got the reflexes. I don't have a glove, so it would kind of sting the palm a little bit. But I'd make the grab. You betcha I'd make the grab. Ain't no way I'm missing that one. 2-2 count, one down. McDaniel on the bump. Here's the pitch. This one's lined in a little center field. That's going to drop and be a base knock and an RBI for Justin Janis. Scoring will be working her, and it's now 2-0 Augusta here in this fourth inning as Justin Janis provides another RBI. It's his sixth on the season with a RBI base knock, his 19th hit on the season already. Working her scores, it's 2-0 Green Jackets, and with one down, it'll be Dawson Diamond stepping in. A good at-bat for Janis and McDaniel. A good little bit of a fight between the two. Working fastballs and breaking balls in. McClaunch will now go have a chat with McDaniel, who's got a one down in this frame. Diamond stepping in. He grounded out to Sprinkle in the second inning. But now already 2-0 Augusta, and you're running into some problems here. As J.R. Ritchie has been absolutely sensational on the bump. And it's not given Kannapolis many opportunities. Mound visit adjourned by our home plate umpire and Chris Jahnke, first of the night. So now runner on first in Janis, and one down. Diamond steps in. Slightly open stance, a good lead at first for Janis. McDaniel's pitch delivered. A curveball is inside. 1-0 your count. Working her at first base. He's 2-for-5 in the stolen base attempts. Entering tonight. 1-0 breaking ball. Beautifully placed now, even at 1-1. Janis on the year. 1-for-2. In stolen bases. Not a huge stolen base threat at first. 1-1 is inside. 2-1. Working or scoring on the triple. His second on the season. 2-1 count. McDaniel sets. Glove at the waist. Working from the stretch. Pitch on the way. Fouled off straight back. Count will even again at 2-2. E.J. Exposito, second baseman awaiting on deck in this top of the fourth inning. Augusta on top, 2-0 over Kannapolis. Keeping a close eye. At first is McDaniel, 2-2. Fastball up and away, count will run full. Diamond again 0-for-1, that ground out in the second. Potentially can get on base here if he waits out a ball or he puts a ball into play. 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. Runner going. Breaking ball. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Throw in a second. Won't be in time. Justin Janis will pick up his second stolen base on the season. But Drew McDaniel picks up the strikeout at the plate. Dawson Diamond down looking at the called strike three. 2 down now. And E.J. Exposito due up. Runner in scoring position and 2 down for E.J. Exposito. Janis at second with the stolen base in his second of the season. McDaniel's first pitch to Exposito is in there for a called strike. 0-1 your count. There is an arm now warming for Kannapolis down the line in right. Looks like Johnny Ray potentially, former TCU Horned Frog, warming up down the line. 0-1 is outside even at 1-1 on Dawson Diamond's follow-up in E.J. Exposito. At second is Janis, 1-1 count. McDaniel looking to get out of this fourth inning. Pitch delivered. Exposito hacks at this one, lifted in the air right field. Laureano has to cover some ground. Backtracking on the warning track, just shy of the wall, makes the grab for the out. E.J. Exposito with a long and high fly out in the right field. That'll be the third out of the frame and conclude matters for the top of the fourth. But Green Jackets pick up another one. They'll send this into the bottom half of the fourth with Kannapolis trailing. It is a score of 2-0. The Ballers with just one hit on the evening. They'll look to a breakthrough against J.R. Ritchie. We take a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Top of the order due up for Kannapolis here in this bottom of the fourth. Jordan Sprinkle is going to step in and lead things off for the Qs. In this inning, it'll be Sprinkle, Baldwin, and Elko, the big three on offense for Kannapolis in this one. The Qs looking for some offense against J.R. Ritchie, who has been electric as Sprinkle lifts this one into left. Backtracking is working her. Bailey has to move, and just like that, one pitch and one out is had. 0 for 2 now is Jordan Sprinkle. One out and nobody on for Brooks Baldwin. Entering tonight, Baldwin against Augusta, batting .471. At the moment, he is 8 for 18 with a pair of doubles, a triple, a home run, 6 RBI. Definitely a contender for Carolina League Player of the Week, if you ask me. Pitch delivered in there for a called strike, 0-1. At the moment, J.R. Ritchie making a case for Pitcher of the Week the way he's looking on the bump. He struck out 6 in 3 and a third. 0-1 count, pitch on the way. Baldwin swings and misses at a slider, 0-2. A lot of swing and miss on the slider for J.R. Ritchie. It's kind of his best pitch, as mentioned by a whole bunch of scouts and analysts from the draft this past year. Again, another high school righty, 19 years of age, born in 2003. These guys keep getting younger and younger. 0-2 righty. On the way, Baldwin checks swing. He goes around, says home plate umpire Chris Jenke. How about now 7 punch outs on the night for J.R. Ritchie? 2 down, nobody on. Brooks Baldwin now 0 for 2. And Tim Elko is getting another turn. Elko's 0 for 1. He grounded out to the second baseman Exposito in his first time up. Elko, the Carolina League Player of the Month for April. Looking to change his tides of the month of May. Pitch delivered from Ritchie. Fastball up and away. Trying to challenge him. Count is 1-0. And 1-0 count. 2 down. Bottom 4. Ritchie will come set. Here's the pitch. Low and outside on a slider. Trying to get Elko to bite. Count moves to 2-0. Bryce Willett's first baseman is awaiting on deck. Now Dawson Diamond's going to come have a chat with J.R. Ritchie. Got a dangerous bat in Tim Elko. But you can see in these first two pitches of this at-bat, J.R. Ritchie kind of trying to dance around Elko and his power bat. Obviously not giving away a scouting report here, but what's been the issue, it seems, for Elko lately is a lot of breaking balls, whereas he'd been sitting dead red with a fastball pretty often. As now all of a sudden, a lot of concern has come up to the Augusta Green Jackets as out comes Cody Gabella, along with training staff Austin Smith and Jesus Aviles. Jesus Aviles and Austin Smith coming out to chat with J.R. Ritchie, who saw his velocity come down a little bit with that slider. He'd been working about 82, 83, maybe up to 84 even with that slider. And he offered one there to Elko. It sat down to 80 miles an hour, which it's not a huge dip off, but of course, concerning for sure. As J.R. Ritchie's going to get pulled from this game, it looks like an injury has occurred. As the two trainers for Augusta are going to come chat with J.R. Ritchie, who has appeared to be pulled from this one. We'll have a new arm on the way for Augusta, and they're going to get all the time they need in this one, considering the pitcher will have to come in cold. So J.R. Ritchie's night is cut short a little bit quickly here, and then it'll be Elizan Joseph, it appears, taking over for the Green Jackets on the bump. We'll step aside for a few moments, and we'll get you a couple of words from our local sponsors here in Kannapolis and around the nation, and we'll be right back with all the details on Elizan Joseph. Again, bottom four, J.R. Ritchie pulled from this one here in Kannapolis. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Well, a sudden turn of events has completely changed the tides of this ball game as J.R. Ritchie, the righty for the Augusta Green Jackets, has departed this one with what appears to be an arm injury, and Elijah Joseph will now enter for the Augusta Green Jackets, and after warming up, he'll take the first pitch of his outing and deliver it to Elko. It's upstairs, 3-0 now is the count on Elko. Ritchie departs the game with a 2-0 count on Elko. Only one hit allowed by the Ronnie and Ritchie, and now Elko is going to get on base for the first time tonight. He'll take a free pass as ball four is issued. One on and two down now for Bryce Willits. Again, J.R. Ritchie absolutely shoving through the order, facing the minimum in his outing. 3 2/3, one hit, no runs, no walks, 7 punch outs. Absolutely nothing Kannapolis had for the righty and J.R. Ritchie. However, he's pulled a little early tonight, and Elijah Joseph will enter. Pitch on the way to Willits is up and in. Now 3 pitches on the night for Joseph. All 3 have been balls at the plate. Joseph, 6 foot, 170-pound, 22-year-old from San Pedro de Macari, Dominican Republic. International free agent signing in 2019 by the Atlanta Braves. 1-0 count. Pitches upstairs to Willits now, 2-0 your count. And all of a sudden, of course, this has got to be a bit different approach if you're Kannapolis, having trouble with J.R. Ritchie. And now you get a little bit of an early look at Elijah Joseph and the Green Jackets bullpen. 2-0 delivered. This one is spun in for a strike and a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-1 on Willits. Troy Clonch waiting on deck. Bottom of the fourth, Augusta on top, 2-0. The ballers of the base runner in Elko. 2-1 count, pitch on the way from Elizin. This one's towered into right field. Backtracking is the right fielder. Keck, he looks up. That ball is out of here. This ball game is tied. It's a 2-run shot from Bryce Willits. Elko's going to score, and it's the second home run on the season for the former UC Santa Barbara Gaucho in Bryce Willits. 2-2 now here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the bottom of the fourth inning. Elko will score after drawing a walk. Number 2 on the year for Bryce Willits. And now Troy Clonch will step in. This ball game is tied. Troy Clonch will dig in. He is 0-1 tonight. He struck out against Ritchie. 393 feet off the bat of Bryce Willits. 103-mile-an-hour exit velocity. Pitch in there to Clonch is a strike. 0-1 your count. Ballers being out hit 6-2. But they are tied 2-2 here in this fourth inning. 0-1 big hack and a miss on a 97-mile-an-hour heater. 0-2 on Troy Clutch. Lyon Tapio waiting on deck. Bottom four, Q's and Jackets tied at 2. And what is shaping up to be a fantastic ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-2 count, Elizan Joseph on the bump. Here's the pitch. Fastball upstairs. Clutch will take all the way. 1-2 now on the baller's catcher. As for Elizan Joseph on the bump, appeared the other night against Kannapolis. On the season, 2-1 with a 2.79 ERA entering the night. 1-2. Tap towards short. Tavares fields cleanly. Clutch hustling to first, but he won't be there in time as it's a 6-3 ground out. Three outs are had in the bottom of the fourth, but damage is done. It's a two-run blast from Bryce Willits, and it ties the ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Top of the fifth inning headed your way. New arm on the bump for Kannapolis when we return to the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
We got ourselves a whole new ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's 2-2 your score after a two-run homer from Bryce Willits. Makes it an even game as Johnny Ray takes over on the bump. His first pitch of the night is in there for a called strike to Andrew Keck. 0-1 is your count. Johnny Ray, 6'2", 200-pound, 24-year-old, a 12th-round pick in 2021 out of Quincy, Illinois, a former TCU Horned Frog as the 0-1 is fouled off by Keck. 0-2 now on the Green Jackets right fielder. Drew McDaniel's night is done. He had himself a solid start. Ran into a little bit of trouble here and there, but able to get out of it for the most part. Four innings, six hits, two runs both earned, one walk, and two punch outs as Johnny Ray gets the 0-2 count. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Andrew Keck down on strikes. Johnny Ray, one batter faced, one strikeout on the night. That'll send things towards Francisco Floyd, the third baseman. Francisco Floyd, 1-for-1 tonight. He had a single in the third inning and then was picked off on a nice play from Drew McDaniel. He goes 76 pitches, 50 of those strikes. Johnny Ray's first pitch is inside and low to Floyd. 1-0 your count. Ray on the season 2-0, 7.71 ERA, and 9 in the third innings, 10 hits, 11 strikeouts. 1-0 count big. Swing and a miss on a fastball upstairs from Floyd. 1-1. Johnny Ray making his first appearance on the week. He hasn't pitched since last Saturday against Carolina with an inning, a hit, a run, three walks, and a strikeout. the quote-unquote setup man for Kannapolis. 1-1, big swing and a miss. Floyd can't catch up on an upstairs fastball. Move it to 1-2 now on Francisco Floyd. Top of the order, and Tyler Collins due up. He is awaiting on deck. Ray sets on the bump. Glove at the waist, working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Inside and low, Clonch will block. Even now at 2-2 on Francisco Floyd. And two punch outs in four innings for Drew McDaniel. On a high strikeout night. Five ground outs, two fly outs. Kept the ball on the ground a lot, did McDaniel. 2-2 from Ray. Low and in the dirt. Blocked by Clonch. Count runs full. And Tyler Collins, center fielder, awaiting on deck. Ray sets, glove the waist. Full count. Here's the pitch to Floyd. Swung on and grounded sharply past the second baseman Sanchez in a right for a base hit. It's a multi-hit game now for Francisco Floyd. He will reach first base for the second time tonight. He's got his second single of the night. It'll bring him back to the top of the order now in Tyler Collins. Tyler Collins, center fielder, steps in. One down, top of the fifth in a tie ball game. Johnny Ray taking over for Drew McDaniel on the bump. Former TCU Horned Frog. They did pretty well until the college football playoff championship game. Pitches inside and low. Want to know your count. I'm sure it's a sore subject with any Horned Frog native. Especially Johnny Ray. Haven't really talked to him about that game, but I don't want to bring it up and be that guy. Nobody wants to be that guy. 1-0 count. Collins has been that guy. He had a double in the first inning to lead off the game. 1-0 pitch at the plate is a strike. Throw it a second. Did they nail him? No. A close call at first. Close play at first. Clonch almost had him. They've already gunned out Floyd at first tonight already once, as McDaniel was able to pick him off. Clonch with a good idea as Floyd has got himself a good lead. Nonetheless, count moves 2-0 on Collins. Ray sets, glove at the waist. 2-0 pitch, runner going. Swing and a miss at the plate. Strike one. Throwing a second is not going to be in time at all. It'll be a stolen bag for Francisco Floyd. And now runner in scoring position and one down. A 2-1 count at the plate on the leadoff batter, Tyler Collins. It's a stolen base for Francisco Floyd. On the year, Floyd, that's his second stolen base. He is 2-for-4 on his season. As now Troy Clonch is going to come out and have a chat with Johnny Ray. Bit of a chat to be had here. You got a runner in scoring position. One down. Ray's looked sharp. He looks like he's got his stuff in this outing. Sometimes you can just kind of tell if a guy has got his stuff or not. I think tonight his fastball is working well so far. Second mound visit of the night for Kannapolis. Collins at the plate, 1-for-2 tonight. 2-0-3 on the year, just above the Mendoza line. 2-1 count, Ray's pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Clonch, trying to sneak a breaking ball inside and low. Move it to now a 3-1 favorable hitters count. Ambioris Tavares, shortstop awaiting on deck. Of course, a dangerous bat. Ray looking in for the signs. Collins 1-for-2. He's got an opportunity here. Quick check on the runner at second. Did they get Floyd at second? No. A close play at second base. But Floyd dives back in. Definitely seems like something was found in the scouting report for Augusta. As Francisco Floyd is definitely getting assaulted with a barrage of pickoff attempts from this baller's pitching staff. That's the third time they've tried to nab him tonight. 3-1 count. Ray will deliver the pitch. This one's fouled off straight back. Over my head. Heads up. We almost got a souvenir up here again. We've had some close calls this week up here. We got a duck and cover up here. I'm going to make the catch. I promise. If it ever comes down to it, I'm going to make the catch. But that one was kind of hummed back here a little bit. I have to watch myself. 3-2. Here's the pitch from Ray. Just low of the plate for ball four. Tyler Collins will lick a free pass. He'll walk to first safely. Second stays is Floyd. Two on, one down for Ambioris Tavares. Not the end of the world if you're Johnny Ray. You do issue that walk. However, it does set up the force out. So a ground ball here sets himself up for a chance at a double play ball. Of course, a chance with a lot of speed and Floyd and Collins on the base paths. Ray's first pitch to Tavares is on the inside corner for a strike. 0-1 your count. Johnny Ray had been working mainly as a setup guy early in the season for Billy Seidel, the Ballers' closers leader. Actually, the Carolina League leader in saves with five is Billy Seidel. 0-1 is inside and low. 1-1 your count. Johnny Ray definitely is up there, I'd imagine, in the holds category, as he's done very well in stopping offensive runs for teams in this young season. His first appearance this week against Augusta. 1-1, a deep breath. Here's the pitch. Runner going at second. It's Floyd throwing his third, and they get him. No! Floyd swims in there safely, and Liatapi is irate. Pat Leland's going to charge out and have a chat. Thought it was a clear play over there at third. Pat Leland's going to come out and have a chat. He thought for sure that was a call at third, as Floyd, with a late break from second, gets into third safely, and now he's chatting with Michael Corbett, and he is irate. He's also arguing potentially it could have been batter's interference. Leland is absolutely ticked off out there. He's pointing, he's directing, he's screaming at Michael Corbett. He's going to stay in the ball game. He does not get ejected, but he certainly makes his case known. The argument is catcher's interference, as it looked like Tavares. It wasn't, not catcher's interference, excuse me, batter's interference. It would have been a clean play over to third for Troy Clonch. But Tavares is crowding the plate. His foot is inside of the batter's box. And now Pat Leland going to give some signs to his infield here. 1-2 count, runners on the corners. It's a stolen base for Floyd. Staying at first is Collins. Runners on the corners and one down. 1-2, here's Ray's pitch. Low and inside, now 2-2. Intense moments here in this fifth inning in a tie ball game. In a game I'm sure the Cues are doing everything they can to get from the Augusta Green Jackets. They've lost four in a row. 2-2, here's Ray's offering. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. And Bioris Tavares is going to have a seat. Johnny Ray picks up his second punch out of the night. Two down and runners still on the corners for David McCabe. Pat Leland does an exceptional job, I will say, of making his case known, but not getting erratic and wild and getting ejected. Never fun to get ejected. Of course, you never want to do that. Runner going on the first pitch. Collins will slide in safely at second. Pitches low of the plate for ball one. A fake throw from Clonch. A smart heads-up play to keep the runner at third. They'll let him have the stolen base. Collins will swipe second. So now second and third with two down. McCabe with a 1-0 count. McCabe 0 for 2, a flyout and a strikeout. 1-0 count. Ray takes a peek. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Clonch. Count moves to 2-0. Liatapi at third. Certainly made his case known as well, the infield umpire and Michael Corbett. He thought he made the tag over at third on Floyd. 2-0 count, Ray sets. Here's the pitch. Swung on and lined into left center. That's going to drop and be a base knock and more. Scoring will be Floyd. Scoring will be Collins. Rounding first and headed back to first will be McCabe. No play there. Sliding in safely at the first base bag is the Oshawa, Ontario native David McCabe. He's got a two RBI single, and Augusta has retaken the lead here in the fifth. It's 4-2 at Atrium Health Ballpark. Cleanup batter and Ethan Workinger due up. Runner on first and two down. McCabe never an easy bat to retire. And he showed it off why there. He lines that one in the left center. And now Ethan Workinger is going to step in. Ray's first pitch is delivered. It's inside and in on the hands on Workinger. 1-0 is your count. 1-for-2 in a triple last time up in the fourth. Rays 1-0 pitch is in there for a called strike in the upper part of the zone, and a breaking ball, 1-1, evens your count. Looks like Fronder Veras now up and starting to get loose down the line for the Q's. Rays 1-1 is low and outside to Horkinger, trying to fit a slider in there. Count moves to 2-1. Justin Janis, first baseman, awaiting on deck. 2-1 count, Ray with a deep breath. Here's the pitch. This one is lifted in the air left field. Backtracking is Baldwin. He looks, and it is foul. Lands on that inside corner of padding down near the ground shop, and it actually bounced into the left field berm. So it's a souvenir, but it is a foul ball souvenir. As retreating to first will be McCabe. It looks like Workinger broke the bat, so he's going to grab a new piece of lumber. It's another broken bat for the break a bat, plant a tree campaign that the ballers are putting on this season. So now a new piece of lumber for Ethan Workinger with a 2-2 count. Another broken bat thanks to Mid-Atlantic Structioneers. That's now 10 trees will be donating on the season. 10 broken bats already in 11 games. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. 3 punch outs on the night for Johnny Ray. And Ethan Workinger will have a seat as he swings and misses at strike 3 from Johnny Ray. But damage done. The Green Jackets pick up 2 more runs. They've got 8 hits on the night. They'll send it into the bottom half of the 5th. We'll take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live from Kannapolis. 4-2 Augusta on top.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for every.
Lyant Tapia steps in and leads things off. Bottom of the 5th inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Green Jackets and the Q's going at it for the 5th time this week. First pitch to Tapia, grounded towards third. Floyd plays it and fires to first in time for the out. One pitch and a one out is all that's needed. Lyant Tapia down in the first out of the 5th inning. It's a 5-3 ground out for the first out. Joanna Villariano is going to step in. Laureano 0-for-1, a strikeout in the 3rd inning against J.R. Ritchie, who did have himself a bit of an early exit to his night. Elizan Joseph back out of the bump for another inning of action for Augusta. Pitches upstairs to Laureano. 1-0 is your count. Again, Ritchie departing in that middle of the 4th inning. He had a 2-0 count on Elko, and it looked like he had something go wrong with his arm. Not to speculate, of course, but certainly looked like that was where his discomfort was. Pitch is inside to Laureano, 2-0 your count. Laureano at the plate, Cabrera Weaver awaiting on deck. 2-0 from Elizan Joseph is up and in buzzes a tower of Joanna Villariano. Count will move 3-0. Cabrera Weaver awaiting. Both Laureano and Weaver have struck out tonight in their only at-bat against J.R. Ritchie. First at-bat for either against the bullpen. 3-0 is up and in, ball 4. A 4-pitch walk by Elizan Joseph, and Joanna Villariano will take first base freely. So the Ballers will pick up a base runner in this 5th, 1 on and 1 out. And Cabrera Weaver will get a turn. Cabrera Weaver steps in 0 for 1. Got a runner on first in a big spot here. Of course, Kannapolis trailing by 2. Thanks to Augusta putting up 2 more runs in this fifth. Weaver shows bunny, goes around on it. It's a strike of the plate, throwing it first on the pickoff attempt from the catcher. Diamond is not in time. 0-1 now on Cabrera Weaver. Laureano with a decent lead over at first. Joseph sets 0-1. Weaver lines this one in the left. That's going to drop and roll all the way to the wall and be a base knock. Rounding second, headed for third is Laureano. He's going to stop there. Headed to second will be Weaver, and he's got himself another hit. He extends his hit streak, and he's got a double on the board. 1 for 2 on the night is Cabrera Weaver. That sets up second and third, and one down for Wilbur Sanchez. So the Q's have certainly put themselves in a spot where they can get an opportunity to drive some runs in. On a good note, the Q's have not had any runners left on base at the end of an inning. On a bad note, they haven't really had many runners get on base. Only 3 hits tonight compared to Augusta's 8. As Elizan Joseph on the bump looking to stop the bleeding, so to say. Sanchez fouls his first pitch off. Straight back 0-1 on Wilbur. 0-for-1 of the strikeout against J.R. Ritchie, and he struck out the side in that third inning. Elizan Joseph sets on the bump, 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. Sanchez foul tips this one into the mid of Diamond. Count quickly moves 0-2. Joseph humming the fastball in at 97. At third is Laureano. At second, is Cabrera Weaver. 0-2 count, 1 down. Elizan Joseph on the bump. 0-2. Upstairs and in on Sanchez. Has to dive out of the way on a 97-mile-an-hour heater. 1-2 your count on Wilbur. Top of the order, Jordan Springle awaiting. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch to Sanchez. Swing and a miss. Wilbur goes down on strikes again. It's the first punch out of the night for Elizan Joseph. He gets the second out of the inning. 2 out, 2 on, and Jordan Sprinkle due up. Sprinkle, the Palm Springs, California native. Former UC Santa Barbara Gaucho. Q's got some help in that fourth inning from Bryce Willits, a fellow Gaucho. Pitch on the way from Joseph, a big swing and a miss on a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. From Elizan Joseph, 0-1 your count. Sprinkle batting 241 in the season. He's 0-for-2 today with a strikeout and a flyout. He's got a big spot here to create some offense. 0-1 gets by the catcher, Diamond. That's going to allow the runners to scurry up. A base scoring is Laureano. Weaver is going to head to third and cutting the lead now to 4-3 on the Kannapolis Q's. Scoring Laureano on the wild pitch from Elizan Joseph. To third goes Weaver. And now Sprinkle has a run 90 feet away. It's the tying run in Cabrera Weaver. The go-ahead run at the plate in Jordan Sprinkle. Wild pitch from Elizan Joseph. Hands Kannapolis that run. It's a little less work for Sprinkle to do here with a 1-1 count against a hard throwing righty and Elizan Joseph. Earlier this week against Kannapolis, Joseph did perform well. Sprinkle fouls off the 1-1 into the Kannapolis dugout. Count sets up at 1-2 on the rainmaker, Jordan Sprinkle. One strike away from getting out of the jam is Joseph. Earlier this week in 2 innings, just 1 hit allowed with 2 punch outs. 1-2. Fastball up and away. Gets by Diamond again. Weaver's going to break for the plate. This is going to be a play. The plate throw in there. He's safe. And Cabrera Weaver is tied this one up. Another wild pitch off the arm of Elizan Joseph. And the Q's have tied things up. It's 4-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A pair of wild pitches from Elizan Joseph, and it set Kannapolis up with another tie game in this bottom of the fifth inning. This one's getting exciting here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We're getting jiggy with it here in Kannapolis. 2-2. Sprinkle keeps himself alive, and he'll foul this one off. Stays put at 2-2, and we'll do it again. Just when Augusta thinks they've got it, their lead crumbles away like a sandcastle with the waves coming up on the shore, and it just crumbles away. Kannapolis moves right in. It's a 2-2, swing and a miss at the plate. Elizan Joseph takes a little bit off on the breaking ball and gets the strikeout. Jordan Sprinkle down. He's now 0-3, but damage done. The Q's climb back into it. It's 4-4 after five innings here at Atrium Health Ballpark. What a game we've got for you here in this one. Top six headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Top of the sixth inning, we're getting absolutely jiggy up here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's been a really fun ball game, and it's only getting more fun as Justin Janis lifts this one high and deep in the left center. Backtracking, though, and coming in to make the grab is Cabrera Weaver. One pitch and one out is all that's needed for Justin Janis to be the first out of the sixth inning. Dawson Diamond's going to step in sixth inning with one down. New arm on the bump for Kannapolis in this one, 6'5", 185-pound, 24-year-old, a free agent signee in 2019 out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. It's our good buddy in Frander Veras, wearing number 38 on the bump for the Kannapolis Q's. First pitch to Dawson Diamond is outside on a 96-mile-an-hour heater. 1-0 is your count. Veras appeared the other night in the series opener against Augusta, inning in two-thirds, a walk and a strikeout. 1-0 on the way. This one's fouled off over everyone's head. Even at 1-1 on Dawson Diamond. There is a lefty warming down the line for Augusta. Looks to be Adam Shoemaker. As Elizan Joseph's two wild pitches climb the cues back into this one. It's 4-4 in the top of the sixth inning. Veras with a deep breath on the bump. 1-1. Fastball up and away on Diamond. Moving to 2-1. Augusta out hitting Kannapolis 8-3 in this one. Certainly been a fascinating ball game. 2-1. Here's Fronder's pitch. Low and outside. Clutch digs it up. Count moves to favorable now at 3-1 for Dawson Diamond. Awaiting on deck is E.J. Exposito. 3-1 count. Fronder looks in for the signs. He'll set with a glove at the waist, working from the stretch. 3-1. In there for a called strike, 295 on the radar gun. Count will run full. Always fun when you see mid to upper 90s on the radar gun. Of course, it's moving quicker than about 90% of drivers on the interstate. Me, of course, I'm in that 90%. 3-2, here's the pitch. Swung and fouled off straight back. Count will run full, and it stays put on Dawson Diamond. E.J. Exposito, second baseman awaiting on deck. 3-2 count, Frondor. Looking to get out of this sixth inning unscathed as time called by Diamond at the plate. This game has been certainly interesting. Four runs for either side. Everything's been pure offense for Augusta. An RBI single, an RBI single, and an RBI single. The 3-2's fouled off by Diamond. Keep it there, we'll do it again. As for Kannapolis, it's been anything but natural for their runs that they've scored tonight. A two-run homer from Bryce Willits, but then a pair of wild pitches in the fifth inning has handed Kannapolis runs 3 and 4 in this ball game in front of a absolutely packed house here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 3-2 pitch. Grounded sharply towards second. Sanchez will field it cleanly and fire to first in time for the out. Sanchez barely had to move at second base. Makes a smooth play with the hands. Two down now and nobody on for E.J. Exposito. Exposito, the New York City native from Brooklyn. Went to school at Long Island University, a 16th round pick in 2022 by Atlanta. First pitch from Frondor is in there on the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Like he spun a slider on the inside part of the plate on E.J. Exposito, standing pretty much straight up. Frondor's 0-1, swing and a miss, can't catch up. 0-2 your count. Exposito got a hanging slider. And Frondor's probably pretty lucky that Exposito didn't get a piece of it. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch from Frondor. Just a bit low and off the plate on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Count will move to 1-2 on EJ. Andrew Keck awaiting on deck. Hey, that rhymes. Call me Dr. Seuss up here. 1-2 count. Frondor's offering. Lifted high and foul. We'll do it again. Exposito with a single in the second. He flew out in the fourth inning. To right field and Yoenabil Laureano. 1-2 count, two down. Set on the bump is Frondor. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. A 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Frondor Veras, and it keeps the Q's and the Jackets all even in this sixth inning. We'll step aside for just a moment. Bottom of the sixth headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. New all on the way for Augusta, it appears, here in this bottom of the sixth. We're awaiting the bottom of the sixth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A new arm on the bump. It's Adam Shoemaker for the Augusta Green Jackets as we're getting a peek at the defensive setup for Augusta. Not sure if they made a switch or not. Doesn't look like they did, but the home plate umpire and Chris Jenke certainly taking his time to get back behind the catcher in Diamond before Shoemaker can make his first pitch. Baldwin will hack at it and ground it towards third. Cleanly played by Floyd, who sidearms it very sharply for the first out of the inning. Just like that, it's a 5-3 ground out. Baldwin is 0-3 tonight. One down for Tim Elko. Tim Elko reaching on a walk in the fourth inning. He grounded out in the first inning with a 4-3 ground out. Adam Shoemaker entering this one. 0-1 with a 3.27 ERA on the season. He's pitched in 11 innings. He's picked up two saves. He did appear on Tuesday night inning. He gave up three runs on three hits. Here's the pitch to Elko. It's in there for a strike. 0-1 is your count. Shoemaker did pitch on Tuesday. 0-1 on the way, just a bit outside and low. 1-1 now on Elko. Elko did have an RBI double back in the game on Tuesday against Shoemaker. 1-1 is hacked at a miss, 1-2. Bryce Willits awaiting on deck. Willits with a two-run homer in the fourth. One of the main sources of offense for Kannapolis in this one. 1-2 is low and outside. Move it to a 2-2 count on the former Ole Miss Rebel, Tim Elko. Elko had that double, of course, off of Shoemaker as he'll bloop the 2-2 into the gap in left center. That's going to drop and be a base knock. Tim Elko is going to round first, and he has got himself a hit here with one out in the sixth inning. He is on first, one on and one down. That'll send things towards Bryce Willits. Bryce Willits with a two-run home run in his last at-bat. So we're here at the bottom of the sixth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. First baseman Willits will get his first pitch from Shoemaker. It's upstairs. 1-0 is your count. Shoemaker, an 11th round pick in 2021 of St. Benedict High School in Cambridge, Ontario. Another Canadian, on the roster for the Augusta Green Jackets as this one is fouled off by Willits. 1-1. Shoemaker from Cambridge, Ontario. As mentioned, an 11th round pick. Throws a fastball slider and a changeup. 1-1 in the dirt block by the catcher, Diamond. Move it to 2-1 on Bryce Willits. Shoemaker and David McCabe, both Ontario natives. Cedric de Grand Prix, starter on Tuesday night from Quebec. As the 2-1 is lined sharply to second, cleanly played, and the throw from the second baseman, Exposito, hits Elko in the head as he dives back in. He's going to be safe at first, but Elko's probably shaken up. I don't think I've ever seen something like this happen. As Elko dives back in, the throw from the second baseman and Exposito trying to tag up on the runner and Elko, and it hits him in the head. It's a line out for Bryce Willits. That's the second out of the frame. But he tried to double up the runner, did Exposito. And it hits Elko in the head. Thankfully, they have those batting helmets that do keep the guys safe. Elko's going to stay in the game at first. He is okay. Certainly wouldn't have been a fun situation there had that been a more serious injury. As Troy Klontz will step in, one on and two down. Staying at first will be Tim Elko. Shoemaker on the bump. Last time up against Kannapolis on Tuesday night. An inning, he allowed three runs on three hits. This one's grounded towards third on the first pitch. Floyd plays it cleanly and arms it to first in time for the out. A 5-3 ground out. And we are now two-thirds of the way done with tonight's baseball action here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A single from Elko, but nothing else. It's actually the first runner left on base for Kannapolis in this one. It'll send us into the top of the seventh. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Top of the seventh inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Andrew Keck, Francisco Floyd, and Tyler Collins due up in this top of the seventh. A 4-4 game. This one has been, so good here at Atrium Health Ballpark in front of a packed house. Fronder Veras will deliver this one inside and low. 1-0 your count on Andrew Keck. It's Keck, Floyd, and Collins due up. Augusta has not scored anything since the fifth. Fronder Veras delivering a clean 1-2-3 inning in the sixth. As a big swing and a miss from Keck on the 0-1. On the 1-0, excuse me. Now it's 1-1. Keck 0-2. He struck out last time up in the fifth inning against Johnny Ray. 1-1 lifted high and foul into the seating bowl. It'll go. Heads up down there. Looks like it hit a fan in the head. It looks like everyone's okay down there. Certainly a close play. Nonetheless, count moves 1-2. Watch yourselves down there in the seating bowl if you're listening in. 1-2 count on Andrew Keck. Fronder Veras in a second inning of action. Here's the pitch. This one's lifted in the air right field. Laureano's going to trail in towards right center. He'll camp under it and make the grab in plenty of time. Four out number one. A fly out into right for the first out of the seventh inning. Francisco Floyd, the third baseman, will step in. He's 2-for-2 on the night. Francisco Floyd, the only multi-hit performer for the night for the Augusta Green Jackets. He's got two hits, both singles. Fronder Veras will deliver his first pitch. It's a slider inside. A 1-0 count on Floyd. One down, top seven. In a tie ball game at 4-4. 1-0 count, pitch delivered, low and blocked by Clunch. Couldn't get a complete hold of it. Count moves to 2-0. Floyd 2-for-2, he's raised the average up to 170 with a pair of singles tonight. Just two extra base hits of their eight total for Augusta in this one. 2-0, Fronder's offering is a slider outside. Just couldn't get a piece of the zone. 3-0 now is your count on Francisco Floyd. Native of San Pedro de Macorís, Dominican Republic. 3-0 count. Fronder's pitch. Up and in ball for a four-pitch walk issued to Francisco Floyd. That is now a runner on and one down. Top of the order, and Tyler Collins due up. Tyler Collins has been trouble tonight for the Q's pitching staff. A double to lead off the game in the first. In the third inning, a ground out. And then a fifth inning walk with a stolen base as well. Pitch delivered from Fronder in there for a strike. 0-1 your count. 0-1 count, one down. Top of the seventh inning. Quick check on the runner at first in Floyd is not in time. Tyler Collins at home plate facing off against Fronder. Floyd is on base. He's got technically two stolen bases in this one, but he has been picked off once tonight as well. 0-1 count, runner going on the pitch. This one is lifted in the air down the line and left in. It hooks foul, ends up in the Wayne Brothers picnic area. Count moves to 0-2 on Tyler Collins. Floyd was at first, and he was nabbed by Drew McDaniel in the third inning. 0-2 count. 4-4 your score, top seven. One down. Veras sets. Glove the waist. Here's the pitch. Fouled off straight back. Keep the count at 0-2, and we'll do it again. Tyler Collins has scored two runs in this ball game. If he gets on base, he's almost certain to score. With recent trends showing what they are for Augusta. 0-2 count, one down. They're off with a deep breath. Here's the pitch, runner going. Pitch to the plate is outside, throwing a second. Did they get him? Yes, they did. Another one caught stealing. Francisco Floyd down on a 2-6 put out at second for the second out. They'll take the ball at the plate. It doesn't really matter. They pick up the out at second, and there are now no base runners. It's a 1-2 count on Tyler Collins. Again, two down. Threat is thwarted. 1-2 from Veras. Outside, he tried to sneak a breaking ball outside. Now 2-2. Ambiorius Tavares awaiting on deck. Top of the seventh inning in a tie ball game. 4-4 your score. Veras with a deep breath. Here's the pitch. Just a bit low on a breaking ball. Tried to sneak it in there on Collins, but he stays patient. Count runs full. We got ourselves a fun ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. What a night. Packed house. Following up on Jiggy with the Piggy. Let's get Jiggy with it. 3-2. Time call. Time call. It's a pitch clock violation. And a warning. First base will be Tyler Collins. Fronder unable to get the pitch off. So Tyler Collins will take first base on what I'm going to write in my book as a PVBB. It is a free pass issued. So Ambiorius Tavares is going to step in with a runner on and two down. In a pitch clock violation, awards Tyler Collins first base. So he's got a good lead over there. Tavares steps in. Fronder's first pitch, fastball upstairs, 1-0 your count. Tavares has been a tough out all week. 1-for-2 tonight. A single in the first inning. He got up to second. He was nabbed on a caught stealing in the third. After a walk and then a strikeout in the fifth. 1-0, throwing a second after a pitch at the plate, and he's safe. At first base. Claunch with a good idea. Augusta, a very aggressive team on the base paths. There's been a lot of pickoff attempts, a lot of plays with base running tonight that have thwarted Kannapolis' attempts to get through these quick innings. 2-0 count. Fronder with a breath. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Tavares put every ounce of might he had into that swing, but he couldn't catch up to a 93-mile-an-hour heater. 2-1 on the green jacket. Shortstop. A walk for Collins has him at first with a good lead. Runner fakes going the 2-1. Pitch inside of the plate. Throw in a second. Didn't they get him? Yes, they did. How about another one for Troy Claunch? Another 2-4 caught stealing. And the Augusta Green Jackets have not had the success they've wanted on the base paths tonight. How about another caught stealing for Troy Claunch? It's a 2-4 putout for the third out of the inning. That'll send us into the middle of the seventh. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll be right back after this break here in Kannapolis.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with...
Wyatt Tapia steps in, bottom of the seventh inning. Shoemaker back out on the bump. First pitch delivered, a swing and a miss for Tapia. 0-1 your count. Bottom seven, it's a tie ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A packed house on hand for what's setting up to be a fantastic finish to this one. 0-1 is inside corner for Tapia. 0-2 your count, nobody out, bottom seven. The Green Jackets have just not had their way on the base paths tonight. They've tried everything they can to get stolen bases and everything of the like, and it just hasn't gone their way. Whole lot of stolen bases and caught stealings as Tapia goes down, swinging a miss in for the out. As that throw goes wild from Diamond on the around the horn after the strikeout, Tapia will go down swinging. He's the first out of the frame. One down and join the Bill Laureano is going to step in. Three caught stealings and a pickoff on the night, all for Troy Klaunch, who's had a very nice night behind the plate. Pitch delivered, it's inside to Laureano, 1-0 your count. On the other hand, I will say Augusta has gotten some stolen bases tonight. 1-0 is inside to Laureano, 2-0. Janice with a stolen base, Floyd with two, and Tyler Collins with one. 2-0 from Shoemaker. Laureano lifts this one right field. Backtracking is Andrew Keck on the warning track. That one hits off the top of the wall. It's going to bounce in play. Laureano's going to head for second. He's going to stop there. It's a stand-up double on the bat of Uintahville Laureano. He's got himself on base for the second time tonight. It's a one-out double and sets up Cabrera Weaver with one on and one out. ...102-mile-an-hour exit velocity off the bat of Uintahville Laureano. He absolutely corked that ball into right field over the head of Andrew Keck. I'd imagine if he hit 103 with the exit velo, probably would have gotten out of here for an oppo taco. Nonetheless, he stands at second in scoring position for Cabrera Weaver, who's already got a hit tonight. Shoemaker's pitch. Weaver gets a piece of it. He fouls it off. 0-1 your count. Weaver tonight, a double in his last at-bat in the fifth inning. He scored on a wild pitch from Eliason Joseph. Shoemaker steps off on the 0-1 pitch. One down in the bottom of the seventh inning, a tie game. The Kannapolis Q's are going to get back in this game and break the tie. There is an arm warming down the line for Kannapolis. 0-1, Shoemaker's pitch. Weaver gets another piece of it, fouls it off straight back. 0-2 on the Ballers center fielder and Cabrera Weaver. There is an arm warming down the line. Appears to be Billy Seidel, who we have not seen yet this week. for Kannapolis. 0-2, Shoemaker's pitch. Swing on a foul ball off the foot of Cabrera Weaver, and that's going to hurt as he will walk it off, and he'll get an 0-2 count. Weaver's going to take a little bit of an extra time to walk off the foul ball off his foot. Shoemaker's on the bump. As now Dawson Diamond's going to go have a chat with his lefty. A big spot here for the Qs, who have yet to lead in this one. They've had their opportunities. They've done well as far as scoring guys tonight. They've only left one runner left on base. At second is Joinville Laureano. Certainly don't want to strand him. After smoking 102-mile-an-hour liner into right, Shoemaker's 0-2. Swing and a miss. Weaver goes chasing in a fastball up in the zone, and he goes down swinging for the second out of the frame. Wilbur Sanchez will step in with two down and a runner on in Joinville Laureano. And a tie game, bottom of the seventh. Shoemaker on the bump, sense of the glove at the chest. First pitch delivered to Sanchez, a breaking ball, and he goes chasing after it. 0-1 on the baller's second baseman. Laureano at second after doubling earlier in the frame off of Shoemaker. 0-1 count. There's the pitch from the lefty. Fastball up and away. Sanchez smartly takes. It's 1-1. Jordan Sprinkle awaiting on deck. Bottom seven, a tie game here in Atrium Health Ballpark in front of a packed house. On the second night of three total for the Kannapolis Qs. 1-1, we'll have to wait as Shoemaker steps off on the rubber. Great crowd on hand, not much wind at all in this one. Clear skies and beautiful skies here at the park. 1-1 from the lefty. Inside, a smart take from Sanchez. Moves it to 2-1 on the second baseman. Arm continuing to warm is Billy Seidel for the Qs. Shoemaker staring in. He's through an inning and two-thirds so far with two strikeouts. 2-1. Just a bit away. Sanchez smartly takes now 3-1. Wilbur's struck out twice tonight. Both swinging the miss strikeouts in the third and fifth inning respectively. Laureano remains at second with a solid lead. Hitting the gap, scores him. 3-1. Fastball outside, ball four, and a walk issue to Wilbur Sanchez. He's on base for the first time tonight. He'll take a free trot over to first, and that'll set up Jordan Sprinkle with two on and two out. Sprinkle will get another turn. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Two strikeouts and a flyout into left field. Palm Springs, California native is Jordan Sprinkle. Got his first opportunity here against Shoemaker, the lefty. Pitch delivered is just a bit outside. 1-0 your count. Sprinkle against lefties, batting 333. He's yet to notch a RBI against a lefty bat this year. 1-0 count, Shoemaker's pitch. Outside again for ball two. And now the plot is thickening. Six of the last seven pitches for Adam Shoemaker have been outside of the strike zone. 2-0 count on Sprinkle. Baldwin awaiting on deck. The switch hitter turns around. He'll bat right-handed. 2-0 to Sprinkle. Breaking ball placed in for a strike. 2-1. Sprinkle, the number 23 overall prospect in the White Sox system, facing off against Adam Shoemaker, who himself is in the top 30 for the Atlanta Braves at number 27. 2-1, swing and a miss, foul tipped into the mitt of Dawson Diamond. One strike away from getting out of the inning is Shoemaker. 2-2 count, bottom seven, tie game 4-4. Ball in the gap for Sprinkle, and the Qs will take the lead. Shoemaker with a peek at second. Here's the pitch. Just a bit outside. Count will run full. A good close take for Jordan Sprinkle. Count will run full on the Rainmaker Jordan Sprinkle. Baldwin, the righty, bat awaiting on deck. Laureano at second, Sanchez at first. 3-2 count, two outs, bottom seven, tie game. Sprinkle the big shot here, 3-2 in the dirt, and gets by the catcher for ball four. And stopping at third will be Laureano. Had an opportunity to turn around and head home, but he will smartly halt there. Laureano to third, Sanchez to second, and it's back-to-back walks as Jordan Sprinkle takes a free pass. He's on base for the first time tonight. Now bases chuck full of cues with two out in the bottom of the seventh for Brooks Baldwin. Big opportunity here for the Qs as the pitching coach in Wes McGuire is going to come have a chat with Adam Shoemaker. And the biggest opportunity thus far for the Qs to take their lead. They've yet to lead in this one. They put up two in the fourth thanks to a two-run shot from Bryce Willits. And then two wild pitches off the arm of Elizan Joseph. Scores two more runs in the fifth inning. That's been what's given the Qs their four total runs in this game, whereas Augusta has been able to rattle off RBI base hits. Brooks Baldwin steps in, a switch hitter. Will bat righty this time. Shoemaker again, an inning and two-thirds tonight, two strikeouts thus far. Baldwin is 0-for-3 with a big spot here. Swings at the first pitch and misses 0-1. He had bad intentions with that swing. Wanted to put it out into Laureate Way. Out in left field. Nonetheless, Cal will move 0-1. Bases chuck full of cues, 0-1 on the way. Inside corner for strike two. Baldwin will now have a 0-2 count. Elko waiting on deck should the inning continue. Laureano at third, Sanchez at second, Sprinkle at first. 4-4 your score, Shoemaker's pitch. And Baldwin, Joel check swing, and that will be the completed third out. And now Baldwin throws down the bat, and he is ejected by the home plate umpire in Chris Jahnke. And Pat Leland is going to not be a fan of that at all, as Baldwin's going to get ejected from the game after he chucks the bat down in frustration with the call. Nonetheless, that will conclude seven innings of baseball. Top of the eighth will start in just a moment after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll be right back from Kannapolis. Hilly Seidel takes over on the bump for the Kannapolis Q's here in this eighth inning as Ambioris Tavares, David McCabe, and Ethan Workinger are due up. Eighth inning and a tie ball game, 4-4 your score. Seidel's first pitch to Ambioris Tavares is swung and missed for strike one. 0-1 is your count. 82-mile-an-hour breaking ball off the arm of Billy Seidel, 6-foot, 220-pound, 23-year-old, a 15th-round pick in 2022 out of Wellesley, Massachusetts, is Billy Seidel. 0-1 from the former Duke Blue Devil is low and outside. 1-1 now on Ambioris Tavares, the shortstop. David McCabe, the DH, awaiting on deck, top of the eighth in a tie game. Tavares is 1-4-2 tonight. He struck out last time up in the fifth against Johnny Ray. 1-1. This one is chopped towards third. Coming in to make the play is Tapia, and he'll field in and fire across the diamond in time for the out of 5-3. Ground out. One out is now had, and David McCabe is due up. And a bit of a defensive swap here for the Q's in this eighth inning. At the conclusion of the seventh inning, Brooks Baldwin was ejected as he was the left fielder. Yoenabil Laureano moves from right to left field, so that leaves a gap in right field. Drake Logan fills it. He will take over in right for the Kannapolis Q's. In this eighth inning, McCabe steps in. He had an RBI single in the fifth. Pitch delivered from Seidel in there for a called strike, 0-1 on the outside breaking ball. It's Billy Seidel, the Carolina League leader in saves, 1-1 with a 5.06 ERA, 10 and two-thirds innings pitched, 15 strikeouts, opponents batting just 167 against the righty Seidel. Big swing and miss on the 0-1 now, 0-2. David McCabe can't catch up to the 91-mile-an-hour heater. Seidel had a bit of a rough go of it on Tuesday against Augusta, ending in a third, two hits. He gave up 6 runs, 5 earned, 2 walks, and a strikeout. Before that, he had been shoving. Got a 33 ERA on the week against Augusta, looking to make good on it in this one. 0-2 fouled off straight back by McCabe. Keep it at 0-2, and we'll do it again. Ethan Workinger, the left fielder, awaiting on deck. Top of the eighth inning, and a tied ball game at 4-4. Augusta out hitting Kannapolis 8-5 in what's been a humdinger of a game. 0-2 from Seidel. Just a bit outside. Count moved to 1-2. A busy night in the Carolina League. We'll take a peek at some of the other out-of-town scores as well. Only one other game going on in the Carolina League. Bottom seventh. Demarva on top 5-2 over Carolina. 1-2. McCabe pokes it foul. 2-2 now on 1-2. Count stays put on McCabe. 5-2 Delmarva on top over Carolina in the bottom of the seventh. Everywhere else, they're final. Lynchburg defeats Charleston 8-2. There's a 1-2 count. Billy Seidel looking to get the better of McCabe. Here's the pitch from the righty. Low and inside. Evens it 2-2. Delmarva on top at the moment. Down east, beats defeating Fredericksburg 9-4. In 11 innings, Myrtle Beach comes out on top over Columbia 3-2. Fayetteville gets the better of Salem 5-3 up in Southwest Virginia 2-2. Inside check swing, did he go? Yes, he did, says the infield umpire in Michael Corbett. David McCabe is going to take a walk back to the dugout, and Billy Seidel is going to pick up his first strikeout of the night. Two down and nobody on. McCabe frustrated, and Ethan Workinger is going to step in. McCabe check swings on it and then allows Seidel to get his first strikeout of the night. It's his second one of the week against the Green Jackets. Working through the batter, pitch delivered. In there, 4 called strike, 0-1. There is a righty warming up down the line for Augusta. It's either Jason Franks or Nolan Martinez. I would assume it's Jason Franks. 0-1 count, Seidel's offering. Just a bit outside on a slider, 1-1. Martinez pitching more recently than Jason Franks, who it appears is warming up down the line, the 8th-round pick. A 1-1 count on Workinger. Seidel sets, glove to the belly, 1-1. It's popped up a mile high and foul ground that'll land in the seating bowl, heads up down there. Count moves to 1-2. Seidel one strike away from getting out of the inning. Bottom of the eighth. Ballers will have Elko, Willits, and Klotsch two up. Seidel sets to the 1-2 count, two down. Here's the pitch. Blocked by Clonch's leg guard, and it skips loose, 2-2. Now moves the count on Workinger. Two-two count. Left fielder Workinger. Staying alive against Seidel. Here's the pitch. This one's lifted in the air, right field. Drake Logan's going to have to trail in and will camp under it after about five or six steps. Makes the grab for the out and right. And that'll conclude matters for the top of the eighth inning. Bottom of the eighth will conclude the eighth inning after the bottom half. After a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. This one's getting fun, folks. It's 4-4 late here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Tim Elko lead it off in the bottom of the eighth inning for the Kannapolis Q's here at Atrium Health Ballpark in a 4-4 ball game. This one is oh so fun. Bottom of the eighth inning, Elko steps in against the new arm on the bump. It's Jason Franks, righty, 6'3", 200-pound, 24-year-old from Novato, California, takes over for Augusta on the bump. First pitch delivered, outside and high to Elko. 1-0 is your count. Elko's 1-for-2 tonight, and a walk in the fourth and a single in the sixth inning. Bryce Willett's awaiting on Nick. Troy Clonch in the hole. Bottom of the eighth. Franks is 1-0. Is inside and low to Elko. Now 2-0. Elko's average dipping to a cool 323. By his standards, that's pretty cool. Still pretty good average for the righty bat. 2-0 fouls it off. 2-1 on Elko. Bryce Willett's awaiting on deck. Bottom of the eighth in a tie game. Jason Franks, 0-1 with a 6.75 ERA. As Elko checks, swings on the 2-1. This one's tapped foul. Count moves to 2-2. Tonight, again, 1-for-2. A walk and a single has been how he's reached base twice tonight. As Jason Franks enters as the fourth arm used by the Augusta Green Jackets tonight after J.R. Ritchie departing early. 2-2 in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Diamond. Just a two-pitch mix of fastball and a slider. He pitched two scoreless innings in his season debut. Last time out on Wednesday, two-thirds of an inning, he picked up the save against your Kannapolis Cannonballers. 3-2 count on Elko. Frank sets, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Behind on a fastball, 95 miles an hour. Elko sits down via strikeout for the first time tonight. One down in the eighth inning for Bryce Willits. Bryce Willits with a two-run home run back in the fourth inning. singled in the second as well. Bottom of the eighth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Pitch delivered. Blocked by the catcher, Diamond in the dirt. 1-0 your count on Willits. Clonch awaiting on deck. Bottom of the eighth, a tie ball game. 4-4 your score. 1-0 count. Frank's on the bump. Here's the pitch. Just a bit outside. Count moves to 2-0. Clonch, the catcher, is awaiting on deck patiently. 2-0 from Frank. Swing and a miss. Willits goes chasing on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-1. Willits with a multi-hit game and a home run in the fourth. And the single in the second as well. He's got the only multi-hit game of the night for Kannapolis. 2-1. Check swings. He gets a piece of it and hits the home plate umpire. Looks like he got a piece of it, and he'll have to take a second. 2-2 is your count. Looks like he'll take a moment to recoup. As Willits will get a moment to recollect thoughts, a 2-2 count. Now Pat Leland's going to come have a chat with Chris Jenke. Leland talking with Chris Jenke. Looks like Leland's potentially arguing a instance of Willits getting hit in the wrist. From my vantage point, couldn't quite tell. Couldn't hear anything either. I usually can hear the ball hit the bat. Nonetheless, I didn't hear anything odd. Willits will step in, a 2-2 count. Frank's on the bump. Picked up a strikeout in his first batter. 2-2 on Willits. This one goes sailing over the mitt of Dawson Diamond at 97. Count runs full. Willits with the multi-hit game tonight. Makes his fourth of the season already. 3-2. This one is blooped into left center field on a line that's going to drop and be a base knock. Headed to second is going to be Willits. Throw comes in from center. Sliding in safely is Bryce Willits at second. It's a one-out double off the bat. He's got a three-hit nine, and he's in safely at second is Bryce Willits. One out, runner on, and Troy Clonch steps in. Well, big players show up in big moments, and Bryce Willits with a three-hit game now. 3-for-4 on his night. Along with a pair of RBI, has looked sharp. Clonch steps in with a runner on second and one down against Jason Franks. Here's the pitch. Gets by the catcher, Diamond. That's going to allow Willits to head to third, and it'll be a wild pitch off the arm of Jason Franks. And just like that, the go-ahead run is 90 feet away here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the bottom of the eighth. 1-0 count, one down. It's a tie ball game, 4-4 your score. Kannapolis being out-hit 8-6 by the Augusta Green Jackets at the moment. As the infield's going to have to play in against Troy Clonch with a 1-0 count. Runner at third is Bryce Willits. Frank sets on the bump, glove of the belly. Here's the pitch from the righty. Almost gets by Diamond again. Getting a little wild out there is Jason Franks. 2-0 now moves your count. Seidel would be in line for the victory should Kannapolis get a run here, and then Seidel shut the door in the ninth. 2-0 from Franks. And the dirt blocked again by Diamond. That's three errant pitches in a row. And now Clonch with certainly a big good count here. Rio count, one down, infield playing in. Here's the pitch from Franks. Hums a fastball in there for a called strike, 3-1. Again, a fantastic crowd on hand enjoying the Saturday night action as the Kannapolis Qs. 3-1 count. Frank sets. Pitch delivered. Claunch lifts this one a mile high. High and deep into right field. That's going to be enough. Keck will camp under to make the grab of the warning track. He can't get the catch. It falls on the warning track. Scoring will be Willits. Troy Claunch in a second safely. It's an E9 on Andrew Keck. And the Ballers have taken the lead here in the eighth inning. It's a fly out into right that's muffed by Andrew Keck. And the Q's are on top 5-4. After Troy Claunch reaches second on the E9 and scoring is Bryce Willits to make it 5-4. For the first time all game, finally in the bottom of the eighth inning with one out, the Q's get their first lead of the game. And this crowd erupts with excitement. Scored as a sacrifice fly for Troy Claunch. It allows Willits to score, but it is a fielding error that keeps him on the base path, says Troy Claunch. Tapia steps in, he's 0-for-3. Pitches in the dirt on the first pitch, 1-0 your count on Jason Franks. And Lyon Tapia, the opponent. 1-0 count, one down, bottom eight. Q's on top 5-4. Franks with a deep breath, Claunch at second, pitch delivered. Tapia sees a fastball go by. 1-1 now on Lyon Tapia. Claunch at second. Tapia wiggles the bat over the right shoulder. 1-1. Inside on Tapia, almost hits him in the hand. Count moves to 2-1. Joanna Villariano awaiting on deck. He's got himself a double in this one. Tapia is 0-for-3, a pair of strikeouts. Frank sets, 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Tapia can't get a hold of that one. Batting average has dropped down to 0.82 on the year for Lyon Tapia. We've seen flashes of greatness in the field and even at the plate. They've come few and far between. Frank sets, 2-2. Inside, Tapia has to back up. Count will run full, a 95-mile-an-hour heater that Tapia dances away from. Joanna Villariano, left fielder, waiting on deck ever so patiently, looking for his turn at Jason Franks. Claunch at second. 3-2 pitch. This one's lifted in the air a mile high, just behind the first base bag on the edge of the grass, into the grass now. First baseman and Janice camps under to makes the grab for the out. Claunch is not moving at second. It's a P3 off the bat of Lyon Tapia. So two down now. Runner on second, and Joanna Villariano gets his turn. Joanna Villariano steps in with two down. There is an arm warming for Augusta should Jason Franks run into more trouble. Pitch delivered from the righty is inside, 1-0. One for two in the night. A double in the seventh inning. He also drew a walk in the fifth. Deep breath on the bump for Franks, 1-0. Inside, 2-0. Laureano's raised the average up to 227 after struggling for the majority of last season here in Kannapolis. He's really started to come around. He's now got four hits on the week and has 11 at-bats against Augusta. 2-0. This one's lined sharply past the second baseman, Exposito, into right center for a base hit. Rounding third and at home is Troy Claunch, and it's an insurance run for the Kannapolis Q's, an RBI single off the bat of Joanna Villariano. It's 6-4 now here in the eighth inning. Scoring is Claunch. Laureano with a multi-hit game and an RBI to the book. Cabrera Weaver now steps in with two out in the bottom of the eighth. As I mentioned, Laureano slowly started to come around after struggling for the majority of his time here last year. As now the pitching coach in Wes McGuire is going to have a chat with Jason Franks, who's already allowed these two runs to cross in this half inning. Why do we get in this mess? Well, Elko strikes out to lead off the inning. And then Bryce Willits with a double for his third hit of the game. advancing on a wild pitch. He's at third, and then Troy Klaunch lifts a high sacrifice fly into right field, but muffing it in right field was Andrew Keck. So that allowed Klaunch to stay on the base paths. With Tapia stepping in, Tapia pops out, so there's two outs. And then Joanna Bill Laureano follows up with an RBI single. And Kannapolis now has a 6-4 lead. In this eighth inning with two down, Weaver steps in, Franks his first pitch in the dirt block by the catcher, Diamond. 1-0 your count on Cabrera Weaver. 1-for-3-9, a double back in the fifth inning. Again, as mentioned, an arm warming down the line for Augusta. Setting on the bump is Franks. Good lead at first for Laureano. Here's the pitch. Inside corner for a called strike. Weaver, not a huge fan of the call. Nonetheless, it's a close one. What better night to have an offensive output if you're Kannapolis than tonight in front of a packed house here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1 from the righty. In there for a called strike, 1-2. 6-4 your score, Kannapolis on top. Here late, they're looking for their first win of the week to snap their four-game losing streak and put themselves back in the mix for first place in the Carolina League South Division. Frank sets, 1-2. This one's lined down the line and right. That's going to drop and be trouble. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Rounding second headed for third is Laureano. He's going to be sent home by Pat Leland. Headed to second and stopping. There is Weaver. Play the plate. He is safe at home. Joanna Bill Laureano does a little dance in. Why not? It's 7-4. Kannapolis in the eighth inning. And Cabrera Weaver produces his second hit of the night. It's an RBI double that puts Kannapolis on top. 7-4. That's now three multi-hit games in the lineup for Kannapolis. And Cabrera Weaver with two doubles on his night. How about the hustle from Joanna Bill Laureano as he goes from first to home on a ball that is absolutely crushed down the line and right by Cabrera Weaver. And that's going to prompt Cody Gabella to come out and have a chat, and that's going to be the end of the night for Jason Franks. He scores at least three runs to his name, and that'll send things to a new arm on the bump for Augusta after a short break here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. New arm, we'll get all the details in just a moment. Wilbur Sanchez steps in. New arm is Chad Bryant, the righty from Thomasville, Alabama, a product of Pensacola JUCO in Florida. First pitch to Wilbur Sanchez is up and in. 1-0 is your count on the new arm, Chad Bryant, and his opponent in Wilbur Sanchez. Wear number 23 is a 6-foot, 210-pound 23-year-old, a 25th round pick in 2019 by the Atlanta Braves is Chad Bryant. A 1-0 count on Wilbur Sanchez. Is the pitch delivered? It is in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Diamond. Count moves to 2-0. Bottom of the eighth, what a ball game we've got on our hands. It's 7-4, Kannapolis on top. They've rattled off three runs in this bottom of the eighth inning, and they've tied the hits number as well. 8-8 is your hits total. Chad Bryant steps in as the new arm. It's the fifth arm used tonight by the Augusta Green Jackets as Sanchez swings and misses at the 2-0 now, 2-1. Sanchez steps in. 0 for 2 tonight, two strikeouts, a walk in the seventh. 2-1, here's the pitch. Sanchez bloops this one into center. After it is the center fielder, Collins. Is he going to get there? Diving effort. Does he make the grab? Yes, he does. A nice leaping effort by Tyler Collins. Tip the cap to good sir out in center. Wilbur Sanchez flies out into center for the third out of the inning. And that concludes matters in this one. But Ballers and the Green Jackets send it into the ninth inning. Three outs away from victory are the Kannapolis Q's. That'll send things into the ninth. Billy Seidel returns. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but will...
3 outs away from victory here at Atrium Health Ballpark are the Kannapolis Q's as they will turn things over to Billy Seidel back out of the mump for another inning of action. He'll go for the victory here if he can close out. 3 outs. Justin Janis steps in to lead it off. Pitch delivered on the way. Fastball inside corner for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. Seidel in pursuit of his second victory of the season. He would be 1-1, moving to 2-1. Of course, not a save situation. Seidel would set himself up for the win. Pitch delivered is just a bit outside. 1-1 your count. One count, nobody out. Top of the ninth inning. Janis at the plate. Diamond on deck. Esposito in the hole. 1-1 is in there for strike. 1-2. Seidel sets glove at the chest, now to the belly. 1-2 count, he's already got a strikeout tonight. Here's the pitch. Just a bit low and inside. Moving to 2-2 on Justin Janis. On the evening, 1-for-3, a single and a stolen base. In the fourth inning, other than that, a ground out and a flyout. It's been a quiet night for Janis. Seidel's 2-2. Grounded towards second. Sanchez dives after it, but he can't make the play. It gets loose in a center. It's a single for Justin Janis to begin the ninth inning. He's got himself now a multi-hit game. So now one on and nobody out. 0-for-3 now. is Dawson Diamond. He'll dig in. Dawson Diamond is 0 for 3. Strikeout looking in the fourth. Pitch delivered. It's in the dirt block by Clutch. 1-0 is your count. One-oh pitch to Diamond from Seidel is in there on the inside corner for a strike. 1-1 your count. 1-1 count, nobody out. 7-4 your score. Cues are on top. Three outs away from victory in this one. Seidel sets. Here's the 1-1. Low and inside, 2-1. Looks like we've got a little parade going out beyond the ballpark in Laureate Way. It looks like it's a bunch of slingshots, those three-wheeled vehicles that are illuminating that road across the ballpark. 2-1 swing and a miss, 2-2. Pretty cool to see those rolling through Atrium Health Ballpark's perimeter. They're all shiny. At first is Janice. Time called by Dawson Diamond at the plate. I think he might be honestly waiting for the slingshot parade to go through, as it can be a little distracting seeing those go through the batter's eye. Of course, you want a clear line of vision with the pitch coming in at 90-plus from Billy Seidel. 2-2. This one's chopped back up to the mound. Seidel makes the grab. He'll throw it a second for one. On to first from Sanchez, and it's a 1-4-3 double play. And just like that, the Q's are one out away from victory. And it sends it toward DJ Exposito, and he's all that stands in between the Q's and victory. E.J. Exposito steps in, 1-for-3 on the night. Billy Seidel, one out away from picking up the victory. 7-4 your score. Pitch delivered. It is inside. 1-0 your count on E.J. Exposito. Again, a nice play by Seidel on the bump. Picking up the grounder up the middle from Diamond. He snags the ball, throws immediately to second where Sanchez covers. And it's a 1-4-3 double play that sets it up with nobody on and two out. 1-0's outside, 2-0 your count on Exposito. And this is shaping up to be a fantastic win for the Q's if they're able to pick up one more run. Seidel's pitch is delivered on the 2-0. Line towards short. Making the grab is Jordan Sprinkle. And catch made. It's victory sweeter than Nanner Puddin'. The Kannapolis Q's pick up their first victory on the week. And they pick up their first victory in those sweet swine tops here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 7-4 your score. They're out hitting 9-8. It don't matter. The Q's pick up the win 7-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll have the postgame show headed your way here in just a short few moments. We've got some fireworks to get to, of course, here at the ballpark. Q's win, baby. Q's win 7-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. If you can't join us for the postgame show, we'll catch you tomorrow. 1 o'clock first pitch here in the series finale tomorrow. We'll see you hopefully then. If not, stick around for the postgame show after the fireworks here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll see you tomorrow if you're unable to stick around. If you are able to stick around, we'll be right back in just a few moments on the Ballers Baseball Network. Trevor Wilt, thanks for sending it up here to the broadcast booth. High atop Atrium Health Ballpark. Q's win, baby. Q's win. First time I've ever gotten to say that on the broadcast. And oh, how sweet it is to say. 7-4 your score tonight as they beat the Green Jackets tonight. Do the Kannapolis Q's in their fifth game of the week. They finally pick up that first win as the series is now 4-1. Augusta on top with the win. Kannapolis moving to 13-11. Augusta dropping to 11-14. 7-4 your score. Augusta actually out-hits Kannapolis 9-8 in this one. The one error for Augusta on the board as well. 8 hits total for the Kannapolis Q's tonight. 3 hits from Bryce Willits, including 2 RBI, including that home run in the 4th inning off of Eliason Joseph that proved to be ever so valuable as Bryce Willits earned Star of the Game honors with his 3-hit night at the plate. Other than that, 1-hit night for Tim Elko, 1-for-3 with a walk. 2 hits each for Yoenabil Laureano and Cabrera Weaver, both contributing an RBI to the board as well. 4 walks for the Kannapolis Q's tonight. They strike out 13 times against the Augusta Green Jackets, but in the end, all that matters, Q's pick up the victory 7-4 tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. They use 4 arms to do so. Drew McDaniel, 4 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 2 punchouts. Johnny Ray goes an inning, 2 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 3 punchouts. Fronder Vera shuts down the Green Jackets in his 2 innings of work. He walks 2 and strikeouts 1. And then Billy Seidel picks up his 2nd victory on the year. He's 2-1 now on the young season. 2 innings, 1 hit, and 1 strikeout en route to victory. The Q's strike out 7 total Green Jackets on the night. On the other side, Green Jackets pick up hits from Collins, Tavares, McCabe, and Workinger, each of them with 1 hit on the night. Tavares gets an RBI. David McCabe gets 2 RBI. The Charlotte 49er from just down the road in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. David McCabe picks up a 2 RBI night, 1-for-4 night for Ethan Workinger as well. 2-for-4 night for Justin Janis with an RBI, 1-for-4 for EJ Exposito, and then a 2-for-2 night at the plate for Francisco Floyd, who got picked off by McDaniel in the 3rd inning. A total of 4 putouts by Troy Klontz, 3 caught stealings, and then 1 pickoff in the base paths tonight. Good work from the Ballers defense and Troy Klontz. 5 total arms used tonight by the Green Jackets. J.R. Ritchie departs his outing what looked to be early. 3 2/3 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, a walk, and 7 punchouts. He was kind of mowing through the order tonight against the Kannapolis Q's, and then everything turned over once the Augusta Green Jackets got to the bullpen. Eliason Joseph inning in a 3rd, 2 hits, 3 runs, a walk, and 2 punchouts. Adam Shoemaker, 2 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 3 punchouts. And then Jason Franks picks up the loss with those 3 runs in the 8th inning. Just one of them earned, 3 hits and a strikeout. And then Bryant comes in and gets a 3rd of an inning done in his ledger. 7:01 was your first pitch. Time of game, 2 hours and 43 minutes here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Over 4,700 Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark tonight for what was a beautiful night for baseball here in Cannon City, Kannapolis, North Carolina. Tomorrow, we'll finish up the series with the Green Jackets. 1 o'clock first pitch as the Kannapolis Q's make their 3rd and final appearance here at Atrium Health Ballpark and those black tops and the Kelly Green billed black caps with the Piggy logo on the front. Beautiful black and green makes their finale tomorrow in the series finale against the Augusta Green Jackets. How about the 2 starters tomorrow? What should be a great one tomorrow. Peyton Paulette, the righty, the former Arkansas Razorback, gets the start 0-1 with a 2.92 ERA. And then a 17-year-old Didier Fuentes makes the start for the Green Jackets 0-2 with an 8.22 ERA. He was born in June of 2005. He's 17 years of age, and he gets the start for the Green Jackets tomorrow at Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, 1 o'clock first pitch. Kids around the bases, a piggy bank giveaway here at the ballpark. Hope you're able to join us tomorrow for the series finale. If you can't join us here at the ballpark, appreciate you tuning in here on the broadcast. Come on out and hang out with us on Valley Sports Live for free, MILB.TV, and then the free audio streams, audio only, on KCBallers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. I'm up here for all 66 home games. Dan Helody saying thanks for tuning in and thanks for joining us here at the ballpark. I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Q's win, baby. Q's win. 7-4, your final score. We'll pick it up again tomorrow, 1 o'clock first pitch. Hope you can make it out to the ballpark. If not, be sure to tune in tomorrow, 1 o'clock first pitch. Enjoy the rest of your night. Drive home safe, and have a great one, everyone.